After an 18-month search, Boston has a new superintendent of schools. Last night, the Boston School Committee selected Tommy Chang, who's been working for the last 3 years as an instructional superintendent in Los Angeles.
Chang was one of four finalists to take over direction of the city's 128 schools. He was the choice of Boston Mayor Marty Walsh, who has vowed to make improving the city's schools his top priority, and said that the choice of school superintendent was the most important decision his administration was going to make. We reached Tommy Chang earlier this afternoon.
First, let me say congratulations.
Thank you very much.
So I'd love to start here. Tell me why becoming Boston's next superintendent is so attractive to you.
I have told everybody Boston matters. It's the birthplace of public education in America, and it absolutely needs to serve as a role model for what public education can be in the U.S. and the world. And the mayor shared his desire to spur innovation and support innovation in every neighborhood. I believe that starts in schools.
So say more about that. What does that mean, that innovation starts at schools?
I believe when you transform schools and you transform school communities, you transform neighborhoods. And I'm a deep believer that we have to really reinvent what schooling, and specifically what teaching and learning looks like. The next generation is going to learn in a very different way than the way we learned.
Tommy Chang, I don't need to tell you that you'll be taking on a very challenging job. 128 schools, 56,000 students, a big achievement gap, schools in need of repair. How do you describe the biggest challenge that you will focus on first?
I think it's difficult to say there is one bigger challenge than other challenges. But what I do know is that you have a city that is deeply committed to the education of kids in Boston. I have never been in a city where there's this much energy around its public education system and its new superintendent. So I'm excited to partner up with parents and students, community partners, elected officials, to make education their top priority.
Now, in Los Angeles, you've been overseeing 130 low-achieving schools as an instructional superintendent. How does that experience inform what kind of superintendent you'll be here in Boston?
Boston Public Schools must partner up with local communities, and we need to push autonomy and innovation to schools. That's how change occurs.
So when you talk about autonomy and innovation, it sort of leads into my next question. You've done a lot of work with charter schools. Tell us how you see the future of charter schools in Boston. Are you in favor of more charter schools, for example?
My experience has been in both traditional school settings and in the charter school setting. I am a supporter of high quality schools, period.
I mean, I know when we talk about charter schools, just about in any school district, it can quickly become controversial because a lot of people have very strong feelings about it. But can I ask you again, I mean, do you favor more charter schools? Do you think that's a good idea for Boston?
That is a very difficult question for me to answer at this moment. And I'm going to make sure that there are quality schools close to home for every family.
All right. Tommy Chang, the next superintendent of Boston Public Schools. Thanks for joining us today, Mr. Chang. And again, congratulations.
Thank you, Anthony.
And joining us now is John Connolly. He's a former city councilor and a former candidate for mayor of Boston who ran on a platform of reforming Boston schools. He now runs the education nonprofit 1647. And John, welcome back to the program. It's good to have you.
Anthony, thanks. It's great to be on.
So give us your quick headline on the selection of Tommy Chang as the city's next superintendent of schools.
I think we have a high energy superintendent who's got great vision, but also a great ability to really make sure you've got a working culture in your school department. So I think he's going to be good day to day, and I think he's going to be good making sure that we work with a long-term vision. I'm excited by this choice.
We mentioned some of the challenges that he will face, an achievement gap, schools that are in disrepair. How do you sum up the set of challenges that Chang will have to take on?
Yeah, he has significant challenges, and you know, the achievement gap is number one. There's major, you know, fiscal and financial challenges for the district, but really the place that you have to start is a broken culture at school department headquarters. And what really excites me about Tommy Chang is you've got somebody who's in the classroom for 6 years, so he understands what teachers go through on a day-to-day basis. He was a principal for 6 years, which tells me that he understands the important, the most important figures in our school system. And then he worked as an administrator on the toughest schools in Los Angeles. And so I think this is a guy who's going to be able to change the culture at Court Street to get it in a mindset that that job one is to support the schools at the school site level.
You know, John Connolly, when you ran for mayor, you talked about the need to improve schools with the zeal of an education reformer. It sounds like you think that Tommy Chang is cut from the same cloth.
Well, I think he is, but I would just say this. I thought we had to make a lot of changes, and I still think that. But I also often talked about this toxic debate where we create false choices in education, that, you know, you have to choose between unions or corporate, you have to choose between charter schools or traditional schools, you have to choose, you know, this or that, and they're all false choices. Mm. And what I liked about Tommy Chang, just in the segment that I just heard and the other times I've heard him speak, is he gets it. It's about quality schools. It's not about false choices. It's about partnerships. It's about taking what's best from charters, taking what's best from traditional, and making sure it's incorporated to have a great school. And so that's what excites me about it. He brings that kind of passion and energy. That's something I relate to.
Well, let me ask you about the question you heard me ask Tommy Chang about charter schools. It's a question he didn't much want to answer, but he has had a history with working with charter schools in Los Angeles. So does that mm-hmm. suggest to you that we could see more energy going into the charter school movement from the superintendent's office?
Well, I think it depends what you mean, because, you know, on the one hand, you get your charter cap debate on raising, you know, the cap on the Commonwealth charters, the sort of independent charters. I wouldn't expect Tommy Chang to spend much time on that at all. Would he bring more autonomy within the Boston public school mm-hmm. system? Would you see more experiments that way? I hope so. And I think that will be a great thing. And that's something that he did work on in Los Angeles. One other piece, though, I think that hasn't been mentioned enough. One of the main things he did in his work with charter schools in Los Angeles was to make sure they were doing more for students with special needs. And this was the candidate for superintendent who stood out most among the four on understanding what we've got to do for our students with special needs. And we've got major challenges in Boston Public Schools on not doing right by children with special needs. Same thing for our English language learners, who will be over 50% of our students in Boston Public Schools. This is the one candidate who really spelled out a clear strategy for our English language learners. So I'm excited. I think he takes innovation, autonomy, and the best parts of charters and wants to bring them in the system. He doesn't want to get us bogged down in a toxic debate.
The search committee was somewhat divided. Some members worried that Chang doesn't have the experience of running an entire system, something that other candidates had. And the Greater Boston Latino Network expressed disappointment in the choice that Boston schools weren't going to be led by a Latino. I'm just wondering if those kinds of concerns, of issues, how that will affect Chang's tenure.
I thought Pedro Martinez was a impressive candidate, and I certainly understood folks who were supporting him. On Chang's experience, he ran what was functionally a turnaround district within Los Angeles. So it wasn't the entire Los Angeles system, but the schools he ran were more schools than we have in Boston. It was a budget that was basically the same. This guy may not have had the title of superintendent, but he was functionally a superintendent for the toughest schools in Los Angeles. So I don't think his experience is going to be put into question once we see him working day to day.
All right. Well, that's John Connolly, former city councilor and a former candidate for mayor. He runs the education nonprofit 1647. John, thank you very, very much.
Thanks, Anthony.
Well, when we come back, who gains and who loses in Governor Charlie Baker's state budget? We'll take a close look. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.